on the cover of the largest black-owned paper in the city of Houston, the Houston Forward Times. The headline reads, "The New Jane Crow. Black women are the target for mass incarceration." Jeffrey Boney is the author. He's associate editor for the Houston Forward Times. He joins us. Mr. Boney, the first line in your article, "The New Jane Crow," 1 in 100 African-American women are in prison right now. You include other staggering numbers, which don't seem to be getting much widespread attention.
Well, they should not be ignored. And I think that, it just speaks to what a lot of African-American civil rights organizations and others have been saying for some time, that through the war on drugs and other issues like mandatory minimum sentencing and the three strikes rule and many of these things, they've negatively impacted African-American people. 13% of the entire female population in the United States are African-American women, yet they represent 50% of the entire female prison population. And African-American women are 7 times more likely than white women to be incarcerated. So it's extremely startling, and it's something systematic that many believe is negatively impacting in a disparate way African-American people.
What's interesting is that in the broader sort of mainstream media conversation, the focus seems to be by and large on African-American men, not so much African-American women. What do you think is the reason for that?
It goes back to the original book. You asked about the New Jane Crow. There was a book called The New Jim Crow, written by Michelle Alexander, which challenged everybody to stop ignoring this issue and to place mass incarceration at the forefront of a new movement for racial justice in America. And what we see is the same things that have impacted African-American males, they've impacted African-American females, but for some strange reason, the African-American female is being targeted like never before.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think that a lot of it has to do with the fact that many of our laws and many of the things, you know, from a societal standpoint that impact the African-American community, like I mentioned, the war on drugs and some of the offenses whereby many African-American women find themselves incarcerated for a mass period of time, whether it be in the local level, county, and even the federal, state and federal levels, you know, these are low-level offenses. I mean, it could be anything from check fraud or, you know, some level of theft or even drugs for the most part.
I just want to make sure that I'm clear on this. Are we talking about, if we're dealing with a systemic issue, which is the rationale behind what you're saying about the Jane Crow theme here? Are we talking about policing primarily, or are we talking about laws that disparately affect African-American women?
I would say both. Those laws that are on the books that are implemented by members of Congress or state legislatures across the United States have to be carried out by members of law enforcement. And so when you have an emphasis on those laws being carried out by law enforcement, then you ask yourself, where do I find individuals who may be the biggest violators of, say, drugs or certain types of crimes? And in this case, you know, the majority of folks that are in prison that are African American, whether they be male or female, are really in there because of drugs and this war on drugs. And so that's why you see even President Obama here recently having pardoned many individuals because of drug offenses, where they were in prison for life sentences, even for drug offenses. And the majority of these people are people of color.
Jeffrey Boney is the associate editor of the Houston Forward Times. His article is "The New Jane Crow: Black Women Are the New Target for Mass Incarceration." Thank you, sir.
Thank you.